Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
MoDo.us.
Visit MoDo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MoDo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MoDo.us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she thinks her house wasn't officially haunted, but it had its fair share of strange occurrences. Is she just fooling herself?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story or you think it's an unofficial haunting, let us know about it. Call it in 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, which is massive, by the way. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's here.
And I am.
I think that sometimes, because you know me, I'm this way.
I did know
It's you. Like, yeah, you do. It's like, if you don't want to tell yourself necessarily that something is haunted, it's easier to live with it. If it's like, is it? You know, I'm still questioning this. I don't know for sure. But, well, you know, maybe some weird things are happening. I'll admit to that.
I don't know if there's really a way to get an official stamp on a property that says haunted, you know, or not haunted. And, you know, there are times where you can go, well, I'm not really sure if I really did leave my keys there or if I put them some, you know what I mean? You can have all those things. But the trouble is when they start to add up.
Yeah.
And then one thing, and then there's that one thing that there's just not an explanation for.
Because don't you think it's easier, too, because of the way I am? A lot of us are like me. I would rather not think I live in a haunted house. I would rather be like, you know, some weird shit happens, but, you know, it's not haunted. It's just sometimes easier to tell yourself that.
Or how about this? How about we throw this out?
Okay.
Every place is haunted.
Actually, I kind of believe that. I think any place can be haunted.
I don't think there's any place that isn't or doesn't have the potential. I think a spirit could technically show up anytime.
And I think a lot of times anywhere. It's not necessarily even the place. It's there for you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Barb in the cubicle down the hall.
You know, yeah, you bring it with you, you know, or...
Thanks, Barb. Or, you brought your entity to work again.
Again. Or, you know, there's just... It just... Maybe a spirit just comes to a place, you know, for whatever reason that we don't really know or understand. So I guess my thing is, you know, I tend to believe more places are haunted than not. And it just happens to be that there are people who can pick up on it more than other people,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Absolutely.
But I think something can happen just about anywhere you are.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So here's this story. It says, "Hey guys, my name is Anna. I'm from Arizona. I've become completely hooked on your podcast since stumbling across it about a month ago. I've already called in a couple of times to share some stories, but I figured this time I'd write it all out. This one takes place at my parents' house where they still live. We moved into that house when I was about 5. I just recently moved out after getting married, but for the first 17 years I lived there, I only had maybe 3 or 4 weird experiences. So I don't think the house is actually haunted. If it was, wouldn't more stuff have happened by now? It's a newer build, too. We were the first family to live there, so no creepy history, no old owners, no tragic backstory. And yet some things just never made sense. The first time something strange happened, I was about 8 or 9. It was a Saturday morning. My mom and I were doing chores around the house. My dad was out. My brother was still a toddler. I was in my room cleaning. My window faces the front yard, so if the curtains are open, you can see the lawn, the street, and the neighbor's house across the street. I remember I had the curtains pulled all the way back that day, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw someone, look like a man with dark hair, wearing a white suit, walk right past my window. I did a double take, and he was just gone. I ran outside to see what it could have been, and all I saw were a couple of neighbors mowing their lawns way down the street. I checked the front lawn for footprints or anything, but saw nothing. It didn't feel scary, just strange. And when I told my mom about it, she said, maybe it was a guardian angel since he was wearing white. I didn't know what to think, but it definitely didn't feel like a normal person casually walking through our yard. The second thing happened a few years later when I was about 12. My mom was working night shifts off and on back then, and she had this routine. She'd come home late, make lunch for my dad, breakfast for me and my brother, and leave it ready for the next day. She'd usually have the TV on low in the background while she cooked. One night, I woke up to the sound of the TV blaring. I mean, volume cranked all the way up. I remember thinking, seriously, Mom? But it just kept going. Eventually, I got up super annoyed and walked out of my room to tell her to knock it off. But when I stepped into the hallway, every single light in the house was on. Kitchen, living room, hallway, even the laundry room. I walked to the TV, turned it off myself, and then looked around expecting to see her, but the kitchen was spotless. No food smells, no pans out, nothing like she'd been cooking. It felt off, but I didn't think too much about it in the moment. I just turned the lights off on my way back to bed. The next morning, I asked her why she left everything on, and she looked at me confused. She said she didn't cook anything. She went straight to bed after getting home, because it was the weekend and nobody needed lunches or breakfast. My dad chimed in and said he heard the TV too, and he thought I was up late watching something. He and my mom had even argued about who was going to come tell me to turn it down. But nope, it wasn't me, and it wasn't my little brother. He was still scared of the dark and usually ended up sleeping in my bed. So who did turn the TV on and every light in the house? We still have no clue. The last thing that happened was maybe the creepiest. I was around 14 or 15. My dad was away on a hunting trip. That meant my brother and I were doing a little sleepover in my mom's room. It was a thing we did whenever dad was out of town. It just felt cozy and safe. That night, my brother had already knocked out, snoring softly between us, and my mom and I were sitting up in bed talking and laughing about something. I don't even remember what. And then out of nowhere, we both heard this loud, sharp, deep shh. Like someone, a grown man, was right there in the room telling us to be quiet. We immediately stopped laughing and just looked at each other like, did you hear that? My eyes were wide open. My adrenaline was pumping. We glanced at my brother. He was still asleep, totally unaware. There was no way that sound came from him. My mom got up and checked the hallway, thinking my dad had come home early and was trying to mess with us, but the house was empty. It was just the three of us. No TV on, no windows open, no explanation. We didn't say much after that, just curled up and went to sleep. Well, we tried to anyway, but that really stuck with me. So those are the only experiences I had in that house. Nothing ever felt evil or threatening, and I've never gotten bad vibes there. I still don't think the place is haunted, but those moments, they definitely weren't normal, and I don't have a good explanation for any of them. Thanks for letting me share. I've got a couple other stories that didn't happen in the house, and some that happened to my family members too, so I'll send those in sometime soon. Keep doing what you're doing. I love the podcast. So do you think the house is haunted or not? Because those are definitely like paranormal experiences, kind of textbook.
I don't know that it's the house itself that's haunted, but it does feel like there's something there. And as Anna said, why only these few things?
Exactly. Why and she lived there a long time.
A lot.
Didn't right? she say like 17 years?
Yeah, they lived there a long time. And you know, I would bet that there were other things that if she talked to other members of her family that they would have, that they could add to this story. I'll bet her mom has a couple extra stories. Her dad probably has a couple extra, you know, her brother probably has some. And if you put them together, right, now you've got 12 or 15 stories mm-hmm. of things
True.
that are going on in this house. And you know, the other thing we bring up and we talk about it a lot is, you know, I don't know that time is relevant in other, like for spirits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it works the same way it works here. You know, if we think about it, time is just kind of a construct that we put together so that we can make the world work for us, right? So that we know that we have a plane to catch at what time or, you know, that things can work because without, you know, some sort of clock telling us all day long, the minutes and whatever, you know, how could it possibly work? And so this idea of time, I think, varies. And, you know, there's been some really good studies on this idea of time that when something happens and you think that seemed like it went on forever, it is truly for that person as if time slowed down. You know, and they've done studies on it, and you know, it seemed like that went really fast or whatever. They said it works kind of that way in our brains, that this took a long time, this didn't, you know, this was this. And so my point in this is that I don't know that our perception of time is the same as it would be somewhere else. So three events happen, might have happened very quickly there, you know, or sequentially, you know, was correct, you know, how it went. But on our side, it seemed like there was a year between those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, once again, is it the, okay, well, let's start with that man in white that she was talking about. I thought her mom kind of had an interesting idea there that maybe it was some sort of angel or spirit or guardian. The white suit is odd. When she said it, I was like, you know, I could have almost bought anything short of a clown, you know, outside of the window that just went by. But a guy in a white suit, that's just so...
It was so Mark Twain-like.
Yeah, it's just so out of the norm that... You would go, that is just so weird. Could a guy in a white suit have walked by the window? I suppose. Could he have walked past and right into the next door neighbor's house, had the wrong house, and went right in their front door because that was the right house? I suppose. I don't, you know, I mean, I suppose we could come up with something for that. You know, there didn't seem to be any shoe prints or anything, but maybe you could. The thing that I think was a little more difficult would, but we still could say maybe this was a thing, and this would freak me out even more, but that someone was in your house and turned on all the lights and the TV and stuff and went out. That's even creepier to me.
Or maybe the brother was sleepwalking and turned everything on.
And just went through and flipped things on or something, you know? I don't know. I do think it's really odd. I have woken up in the middle of the night to a really loud TV.
Me too.
Being on. And, you know, I know damn well I didn't leave that on because nobody would have, right? Nobody could sleep with it. So I think, you know, like I said, once again, could we put this to a person doing this? We could, and I don't know if I like that better, if you
want
to know.
I don't want an intruder in my house, no.
That can just walk around and do things like that, turn on all the lights.
No, that is so, I would rather it be a ghost.
Me too.
For real.
So, you know, just for sake of mind in a couple of these things, I'm going ghost.
Let's just go paranormal. Ghost. Safer.
And then somebody, you heard somebody go, shh, okay, now do we have that guy back that seems to think he can walk all over your house and did it? You know, because when she said it sounded like a guy did it, I'm like, oh my God, is there some guy? You know, you hear of these houses where somebody lives up in the attic, you know,
exactly,
and they're doing
these
things.
You don't know about it.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe they have somebody up in the attic living there. It's just, I guess my point is the reality versus paranormal scares me more. I would rather think it was a ghost.
I also think you have to go to your reaction to it. How did that make you feel? Because I think if you really do have a paranormal experience, the feeling is a little different. Like a, what the F was that? And so, I, you know, if everybody felt like it was something unexplained, I would go with paranormal. And like you just said, I would rather it be than somebody sleeping in my attic that we don't know about and is going down into the kitchen to steal food and take it back up into his attic space.
And then decides one
like
night
that.
I'm going to freak y'all out and just turn on all the lights and everything. You know, that's just like, oh my God. You
oh
hear
my
these
God.
Nightmare
it's
stories.
A red herring. He like, so the guy's living in the attic and he just does like kind of paranormal things every now and again. So the family
so
thinks
that they think
have
they
ghost.
Have a ghost, you know, and they're like,
maybe
hear these
it.
Creepy footsteps up in the attic. And they're just like, what could that be? You know, I like I said, I would rather think this is paranormal. You have two options here, right? One is like, it could be this real person. The other is a ghost. Just for my sake and peace of mind, I would go with ghosts.
Oh my God. All day, every day. Oh my God. Well, let's go to our next call. I think this is our friend Eric.
Hey, everyone. This is Eric from Central Illinois calling about a kind of spiritual experience that happened to me last week. So I have a coworker. So I'm in Central Illinois, obviously. And coworker, she is in Colorado. I've only met her twice, I think, in person over the last 2 years. We are not friends on social media. I don't even think I have her phone number saved in my phone. But her aunt had passed away suddenly about a week and a half ago. She had taken a couple days off work for grieving, so I had a meeting with her, you know, just with being nice, you know, sorry for your loss, and, you know, tell me about your aunt, and, you know, she told me that she was worked at the company that we worked for like 42 years, and she had, like, two jobs at one time, and, you know, raised a couple kids, and whatever, you know, nothing really too specific. So at the end of the work day, I just get this overall feeling of just, like, exhaustion, like I'm just tired. And so I come upstairs from my workspace in the basement and sit in the chair, and I tell my partner, I'm just like, I just need to take a nap. Now, where I decided to take a nap was in a low, like a swivel chair almost, with really not a high back, not the most comfortable place to sleep. Put my feet up on a footrest. There's a six-year-old playing on the floor with magnet tiles with mom. There's two dogs that are going at it, and yet I still am able to fall asleep. And as I'm starting to kind of doze off into this trance, I get this anxiety, like, just let's hurry up. Let's get this over with. Let's get this over with. And then I have these images of, like, a butterfly. And then, like, a bee flying around a flower garden really fast, back and forth over these flowers. And then a picture of a younger kid catching a football. And then I wake up and I feel, like, fully rested, like I slept all night kind of thing. The next morning, I sit there and I am my coworker, and I just asked her, I said, did your aunt like butterflies? And she goes, yes, she did. And I go, well, I need to have a call with you then. So I talked to her that day. I said, so here's what I got. I don't know if this makes any sense to you whatsoever, but there's a butterfly that I got. And she goes, now, mind you, I'm not friends with her on social media whatsoever. She goes, after she passed, I had posted a picture of a butterfly on her Facebook page. And I'm actually thinking of getting a butterfly tattoo on my arm over this flower. I said, okay, that makes sense. I go, here's the second thing I saw was, like, a bee flying around a flower garden. Did she really like flowers? And all she goes, yeah, she loved flowers, especially some sort of purple flower she named. I go, okay. Then I'm like, third image was like a kid playing football or catching a football. Did she like throwing football with her kids or anything like that? She goes, well, her grandson showed up when she was put in hospice care that Sunday and she was slipping away. He had a football game that day, and he foregoed going to the football game to go spend time with her, and he was in his football uniform. I go, okay, so she must have really appreciated that. And the last piece was, like, this anxiety, like, she just wanted to get this process over with, is what I felt like. Like, let me move on, let me move on. She's like, well, she had lost her son to COVID back in 2020. So it's like, maybe she wants to get through the process, but I don't know. It was just really kind of interesting where I just slipped into like this sleep trance kind of thing and had these images pop up in my head, and I was able to kind of connect it somehow to her. So anywho, have yourself a great day and talk to you later.
See, I think what Eric's doing is really interesting because he's been working on his abilities, if you haven't heard any episodes with him. But there's quite a few calls with Eric. But to me, I think so many of us, you might get the information, but you ignore it. You know, like,
well, or
something
you might know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Right.
But like butterflies pop in and you don't even pay any attention to the fact that you just thought of butterflies or butterflies came to you in a dream or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you pay attention to some of that around you, you might be able to put everything together. Like, that was a whole chain of things that he put together. Right. That was interesting.
You know, and I think that we do that as people. For example, my son just recently had a birthday. And so I called him and we were talking and about his birthday. And I said, and something came up about when, you know, the day when he was born or whatever. And I said, you know, I have two associations that day that every time on your birthday, this picture goes through my head. And I said, it was a very bright, sunny, beautiful day when I was back in the hospital room with you. And I looked out the window and the sky was really blue. And I had planted iris bulbs the year before and they were in bloom. Tulip bulbs. And they were in bloom and they were red. And my husband had brought me, had cut a bunch of those tulips and had brought them up. And so there was this vase of red tulips. And so I always think of sunshine and red tulips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just my association with that day and the feeling that I felt. It just kind of comes together. And I could see that happening here with Eric, that, you know, he didn't know her enough well enough to say this was her. He had to say, okay, these are these pieces I got. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Do they line up for you? And she goes, oh gosh, yeah. Because of the butterfly with this, her garden with this, the bees, and then the grandson and the football was this, you know, like he got the pieces of that last, you know, the things that said it was her and the things at the very end, you know, it's like he got all that together, but he needed her to put it together. And
right.
That's quite a talent Eric is developing to, you know, pick up on these pieces.
But I think you have to be aware of it.
Right.
And you have to put yourself out there. That's kind of nerve-wracking to go to someone who's gone through something like that and
right.
then say, hey, this might be kind of weird, but...
Yeah,
you know, because you're kind of putting yourself out there. Maybe it makes sense to them. Maybe it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But you have to try.
Right.
And so sometimes I think a lot of us could maybe be getting some messages that we ignore because it was just like, you know, you could be driving down the highway and all of a sudden, you know, it's like, oh, I need to text my friend Max. I wonder if he's okay. Stop and text your friend.
Right.
And see if he's okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, or... go with that gut. Like, why did a butterfly just pop into my head?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just be more aware of it. And that's what I think
somebody,
Eric has done such a good job of really being able to focus on that. And that's hard to do.
Or if somebody shows up like in a dream and you haven't had any, you know, thought of them or conversation with them for years and all of a sudden here they are, something's going on.
Yeah.
You know, why did they show up?
Yeah.
You know, something's up.
So very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, we would be all about that. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber with no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, then you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time!
to play big on Moto Social Casino. America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Modo.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Modo.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas style games, and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time! Moto.us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Moto.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Moto.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.